Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have injury replacements and more up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Monday, April 22nd. I am Frank Sanfield, joined by Scott White, and let's talk injuries from the weekend. Tristan Casas was placed on the IL with a left rib strain when asked if he was concerned about a lengthy absence. Manager Alex Cora responded, yes. If you're looking for replacements in shallower leagues, there's Ryan Mountcastle, Anthony Rizzo, and Nate Lowe. And in deeper leagues, perhaps Ryan O'Hearn is still out there. Scott, how would you be ranking those first base replacements?
Well, I'd have to go Ryan Mountcastle number one, given the kind of start he's off to. And he's actually my number one sleeper hitter for this upcoming week. Just so happens Anthony Rizzo is my number two sleeper hitter for this upcoming week, though he's not off to such a good start. I still think there's hope for him after last season was wrecked by post-concussion syndrome. Obviously, a great lineup context with where he's batting in the Yankees lineup. And I think this could be the week he gets going, hopefully. Third for me would be Nathaniel Lowe once he's back from injury. And Ryan O'Hearn has to be fourth. Good lineup context for him too, but he only plays against right-handers, really. And so that limits his fantasy appeal.
All right, Francisco Alvarez needs surgery to repair a torn UCL in his left thumb. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And if you're looking for catcher replacements, there's Ryan Jeffers, Travis d'Arnaud, who had a 3-homer game on Friday. He had another home run on Saturday. And then Patrick Bailey, who had a 4-hit game with his second home run on Saturday as well. Scott, how would you rank Jeffers, d'Arnaud, and Patrick Bailey?
Look, they're all pretty interesting. It's hard to go against Travis d'Arnaud while Sean Murphy is out and he's getting the majority of the catcher at-bats in that Braves lineup. You have to think he's going to keep getting a good share of at-bats there with the kind of weekend he just had. So I'll go d'Arnaud number one for now. Ryan Jeffers has more rest of season appeal, but even Patrick Bailey's doing some interesting things. High average exit velocity. He's walking about twice as often as he did as a rookie. So he's not a bad choice either.
Let's talk about the Cubs bullpen. Cubs manager Craig Counsell indicated Sunday that Adbert Alzolay isn't currently the team's closer and that he'll treat the role as a day-to-day thing. Hector Neris and Mark Leiter are the most likely names to be in the mix. Neris actually picked up a save on Saturday in game two of their doubleheader. Scott, how are you treating the Cubs bullpen right now?
I still think Adbert Alzolay is the Cubs reliever to roster, since they are saying it's just an opportunity to help him regain his confidence rather than an out-and-out demotion from the closer role. But that's kind of what the Rangers were saying about Jose Leclerc at first, and now it seems like Kirby Yates is just taking the job away from him. Hector Neris could do that. Potentially Mark Leiter could do that too. I was throwing, and some of those 15-team roto leagues where saves are always scarce, I was throwing about 4% of my budget and Neris and a tiny percent at Leiter, just in case one of them ends up being the Cubs version of Kirby Yates. But I suspect by this time next week, it'll probably be back to Alzolay.
All right, let's wrap up with some deeper waiver wire pitchers here, Scott. Mitchell Parker, who pitches for the Nationals, looked great against the Astros on Sunday. He threw 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts in that one. And Jose Soriano of the Angels turned in a quality start at the Reds. It was 6 innings, 3 unearned runs with 7 strikeouts. Any interest in Soriano and or Mitchell Parker?
Yeah, actually, for as widely available as they are, especially Soriano. The secondary stuff is great. It's a lot like Edward Cabrera, actually, where if he could throw his fastball less, and he did in this latest one, and just let the secondaries play up, then I think he could be pretty effective. Good ground ball rate. The walks are going to be kind of high for Jose Soriano. But I think there's the potential for fantasy impact there, especially in leagues where you can take advantage of his relief pitcher eligibility. Mitchell Parker is more of a wild card, and he's never earned high marks as a prospect, but the strikeout totals were always high in the minors with some high ERAs as well. But because he has those high strikeout rates to point to as, okay, maybe this guy has some ability, and then Mitchell Parker here in this dominant start against the Astros, he upped his splitter usage considerably, threw it 25% of the time. It was responsible for 7 of his 12 whiffs. And that's compared to, like, he threw it 6% of the time in his first start, 7%. So he wasn't using 7% in the minors. He wasn't using that splitter that much, but he broke it out, used it a quarter of the time. It got great results. Maybe there's something there with Mitchell Parker. In those deeper leagues, I was throwing a couple bucks at him just in case. I wouldn't call myself an optimist about it, but I'm saying there's a chance.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.